I'm talking about in the Stabban area itself, where I had a great parent that had contacted me only last week. And she was concerned in particular about the general dental health and well-being of her children. And the earliest appointment that she got actually was July of 2024. Effectively, you know, the only way that one could get an earlier appointment is that if you are going along there, we'll say, to pay for it. So for National Health patients, they definitely are at a serious disadvantage. And this particular parent as well, too, they actually not only did they attempt to transfer to other dentists in the Stabban area, but they were unable to do that. That other dentists are not actually taking on new patients either, particularly for NHS patients.
What needs to be done here? Is this a matter of increasing supply? Is this a matter of increasing the payments to dentists?
The NHS is meant to be free at the point of entry. I know too that dentists, that it is run as a business and it must be viable as a business as well too, and that their problem in many respects is that they're not being compensated adequately for their NHS services by government, and that is what has to be addressed probably at a central level, that to ensure that NHS patients are paid for in the same way as, let's say, a paying customer would pay for their dental services, and that in itself then would ensure equality of provision for all.
And you were saying that this is yet another indication of the need to get an executive back up running, so decisions on these issues and budgets on these issues can be agreed locally by MLAs who know the situation in their own areas.
Undoubtedly that is the case, and irrespective of where one lives in the north of Ireland, they'll find that they are experiencing exactly the same thing as the people in the wider Stabban area are experiencing at the present time. That those who are the most disadvantaged in society in the first instance, the very reason why very often that they are there as an NHS patient, are being disadvantaged once again, and that can only be redressed when government is in a position to compensate dental practices to ensure they continue to be viable for the services that they, I know myself, would wish to deliver to all.